Okay, we are learning. Masech Taharis, we're up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Tes, Aparon. Is there a Rishus HaYachad LaShabbos or Rishus HaRab LaTumah?
It's Aparon.
So let's see what it says over here in the Rav. Aparon is Doimel LeBisilki. Bisilki is a very large open room. Bisilki is a lounge. V'yesh Neshnei Pesachim, Chuvonim Zeken Eged Zed.
Go ahead.
And the yesh lo shnei psachim chovam zekeneg zeh. A lounge has two doors. Here it is a paron. And it has two doors. Zek. He's not sure where the doors are. There's an opening on each side.
That's not it. These things.
Keneg psachim. Here they are. I'm sorry. Over here. Here are the openings. And here are the stardom.
Where are the openings?
Here. Open. You see, it's open. It's open here. Open over here. Here are the stardom. Here are the openings.
This is the Pesach.
The Pesach, well, here is the Paron.
It's the Pesach of the Paron.
Right, there's an opening over here, an opening over here.
Yeah.
So it's, let's see, so a Paron, let's see what we have. Paron is a little bit silky. So it's over here, a Paron, Rishus HaYachad Shabbos. It's called the Rishus HaYachad Shabbos, Rishus HaRabim L'Tumah. But it's called the Rishus HaRabim for
Tumah. It's the opposite.
Fine.
We've been learning
the way around. We learned this. It's called the Rishus Rav on the Shabbos. In Chanan, here's the opposite. Very good. You're very observant.
Oh, shkoyach.
You're very observant.
Very kind of you to give me such a compliment.
You're very observant.
I'm ready for the front seat. Go ahead.
What is the stadim? Here you go, the side. See a side one, side two. This is where I guess people they sit in their shmooze on the stadim. Since people here they make use of it. They sit down and they schmooze and they gather. They loiter. They loiter in this section of the Paron. Memela, this has the status of the Rishus HaRabim when it comes to the laws of Tumah. Good?
Yeah. You know what I could do? So what?
Okay, Rabbi Meir Hatzadim. Rabbi Meir Omer Hatzadim. Rishus Hayochel Lekachol Lekach. He disagrees. He holds that the Stadim is Rishus Hayochel Lekachol Lekach. Let's see what's over here in the Rav. Rabbi Meir Omer
Hatzadim. Read what it says down here.
We did this. With Paron. Knegged up Pesachim. Rishus Rabim L'Tumah L'Dasakol. According to the Pesachim, the Pesachim. Everyone agrees it's called the Rishus Rabim. The Machlekes is that Stadim. But Stadim Nechlekel Gan Kama Beriveres. That's the Machlekes. And Meir says Hatzadim Rishus Hayochel Lekach Lekach. What's they doing in the Rav? And Meir Oyver Meir Stadim Rishus Hayochel She Emsa HaParoin. Bilvad also l'shamish by Rabim. Only the middle, only the Rabim. They use the loyhat stadim. They ain't a lachak meir. Okay, that's a whole mishnah.
Use the stadim.
The stadim. Here's the stadim. What's the problem over here?
Stadim is
the bottom part, and the middle part is the emsa. Here is the paron. It's confusing because of the dotted line, but it's one big room. It's a big room. You know what this looks like? This looks like. Okay, let's go weiter. The chain at stadim and meir oimer at stadim rishus hayochel lekachol lekachol. Let's have the mishnah, whole mishnah. This may be the most important thing we do the whole day. For me, the only thing I learned the whole day. Haparon rishus hayochel l'shabbos rishus harabim l'tum. A paron is a besilki. It's a lounge.
It's a big
open lounge. It's called a Rishus HaYachad LaShabbos because it has four walls. There's no question about it. But when it comes to laws of Tumah, since people hang out there, people, they loiter, they gather. It's a place to schmooze and to talk latest politics, play cards. So there, it's called a Rishus HaRabim. You have a Safik Tumah. In that area, it's called a Rishus HaRabim LaTumah. And according to the Tanakam, V'chein HaTzadim, Lav Dafka, in the center, where people are traveling back and forth, even in the front and the back, even the tzadim. Rabbi Meir disagrees. He says, no, hatzadim, the sides, the front and the back, is Rishus HaYochel Lekach Lekach, it's even called Rishus HaYochel Melech, if a son of Tumah Rishus HaYochel, Halach is going to be Tomei. Okay, is that clear?
Yeah.
Is that clear with you? Now we're up to Mishnah Yud. What is Nistivonis? So we have a picture. We have a picture over here. It just shows over here. It's a platform. I don't even know. Over here you have three people.
Like telephone booths.
Okay, let's see what it says. The one that's makom tsar. It's very nanos. It's how narrow it is. It's the narrow. Ke ama roicha. The old wood is exactly one ama. Goiva arba arba. The height is four. Oicha misha. Tzachem oimei lefnei hachanuyas the stores. Each one of these things is a shutter. He's using shutters.
That's
right. So it's a store. So on Avenue J, you have a store, pizza store, clothing store, bank, and then in front you have this little. You have a little beam.
It's like when you go on the boardwalk and they have the. And they have those booths, like, you know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about. That's okay. But it's the one. It's Mokam Tsar Ka'ama Rechav Goiva Arba Ayuchamish. The height is 4 or 5 Tvachim. So it's very steep, very dangerous. 4 or 5 Tvachim, and Chamish Tvachim. Oimelufnecha Chanuyos, Sheha Seichrim Yoshim Sham, the merchants. These are merchants. They have something to sell you. They have a store.
They have a booth, yeah.
They have a booth.
It's like a booth.
It's a booth. It's like a trade show.
Right.
You get a booth.
Like when you go into the market, you go into the shuk.
You go into the shuk?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. Who is Tavanis? If you find Tum, if you have a Sofek, if you came into contact with Tum on this Tavanis, what is the halacha? Who is Tavanis? Rishos HaYachad Shabbos. This area is called HaYachad Sharabim Lutumo. Next halacha. Chotzer Sharab Nechnasim Bayiv Yotzim Bezo. Chotzer Sharab Nechnasim Bezo Vyotzim Bezo.
You think it's considered part of this?
Yes.
Sorry?
With regard to the laws of Shabbos, it's called Rishayachad. But with regard to the laws of Tumma, we consider it to be a Rishos Horab, because people are frequently going in and going out. Shayaros Mitsuyos. People are coming, people are going. Okay? It's like.
Go ahead.
Right. We have a courtyard, and the rabbim, the tzibur, they enter on one side, they exit on the other side. So what is the halacha? It's a rishus ayachal the Shabbos, rishus rabbim lutum. Okay, simple. 32 mishnayos, very drum shutim adoid. Now we go to Perek Zayin. Hakador, a potter. Potter. People who specialize in making pots. Let's see what it says over here. The parish of the kader in the words of the rav. A kader is a moicher hakedero shuhu chaver. A person who sells pots is a chaver. He is nizor in the laws of tum of the tahara. He eats his chul al taharas hakodesh.
Beautiful.
Sheniach kederoisa berishos rabim. Put his pots in the rishos rabim. Virgilim law says betzidei rishos rabim. Avonim gedolos so yisedus lacharchak hagolos shelo yaziku hakasalim. What does that mean? They put pegs or stones in and to prevent the wagons. The wagons should not damage the walls. Like they have, like in front of a fire hydrants. Same exact concept. In front of all the fire hydrants. Have you noticed there are always these two poles? What are the purpose of those two poles? It's to protect the fire hydrant that a car should not back up and knock over the fire hydrant. Right. So the city invests a lot of money in putting in those poles. Those things. So that's exactly what they did in the ancient times. They have this every shelter in their charm. They have all these little teeny streets, and they have these little poles, these little pillars, or whatever they're called, in orders that when the cars go, they should not bang into the people on the street. It cordons off a little section of street. So exactly, this is an ancient concept. So here we have this kador, shadich kederos b'sharabim, v'gil nasa v'tzidei b'sharabim, Avonim gidoilois, pillars, or yesedes or pegs, laharchik ha'agolos, to prevent the vehicles, shelo yaziku hakesolim, which should not bang into the wall of the building and knock down the building. And because these pegs, these pillars, they prevent, they push away as rishus harabim, this individual put his pots inside the area, the section between the wall and the pillar. He made before he put it on the outside. He put his pots on the side of the car, of the pillars on the outside. So he's limiting the B'nai Rishus from even to a smaller section. People who walk through the shul are rubbing against his pots. And the people that pass by, they rub against them and uvigdeyem oivrim al pi adirim. Their clothing, it goes over the top of the pot. Uvigdeyem oritz tmeim haim umetames hachitzainos and katamis the pot. Is there a picture? Yes, there is. Look at this. You see this? Come out of the picture. Here we go. We have a wall. We have here the avonim. These avonim are really meant for the purpose of when the cars go and travel. the car should not bang into the wall and bang knock on the wall. So he put over these pillars. So what does the kadu? He puts his pots in between the wall and the edge of these pillars. But look at that, the pot, he cheated, the pot comes out. The pot is already past the pillar. So when this fellow, he walks, his clothing rub against the pots. When his clothing rub against the pots, he's going to contaminate the pots. Okay, it's simple. Got it? He has a wall, he has a pillar. The purpose of this pillar is to prevent the cars from going right near the wall because of the cars.
The people, not cars.
No, cars, the agolos, the wagons, the vehicles. The vehicles. Okay, so when the vehicles, they travel, if the vehicles are going to travel and they go too close to the wall, that's going to cause the wall to collapse. So they would put these type of things to prevent the people, the vehicles from traveling, but they should not come too close to the wall. This individual, he took advantage of the fact they have these two pillars, preventing the vehicles from coming too close, and he put his pots there in between to store it over there. And now along comes this fellow, and he, we have to assume the worst. We have to assume he's a klipa. We have to assume the worst.
So what are those?
Okay, and we have to assume that a klipa is tummy. His clothing is tummy. So when he's going to walk, he's going to rub against this pot. The pot's going to become tummy. So stay in the Mishnah, the only pots that are tummy are the kederes hapnimi, are achitzenias, the chitzenias, the outer ones. But the pnimias, the first two rows inside, which are distant from the person who's walking, are assumed to be tahar. Is that a beautiful insight?
Yes.
Did you ever notice?
I noticed.
Did you ever notice? Hakadosh shaniach es kederos of the yarad. He put down his pots over there, Viyar Lishtois, and he went down to drink. What does that mean? Let's over here, Nachmol. So what does it say? Hakadar, Shemiach es Kedeirosav. He put his pots there, Viyarad Lishtois. Why do we have to make mention he went down to drink? What do you mean he went down to drink? What do you mean he went down to drink? What does that mean?
Yeah, good question. Let's look at
what does that mean? What does that mean? Went down to drink. Let's see. Perak Zion. V'yarad, he went down to drink. Ugoin shuchaver haniza b'tomavet hara. Yesh chashash shema b'intime nagu asumizda. Now he's coming in contact. In the meantime, nagu ami aretz harevim sham b'kaderes v'timam. So it means yarad lishos means he made the person who is tohar is now touching this pot. Okay, the person who's tohar is now, the question, do I become contaminated by touching the pot? So the answer is yes, because I have to assume that in the meantime, a person who's tohar made contact and contaminated the pot. Got it? The yarad lishos means I, the one who is tohar, the chaver is tohar. He put his pots here, and now 6 hours later he got thirsty. He comes out into the street, he takes one of the pots, and he picks up and he drinks it. Then he realizes, wait a minute, I'm a person who's tar. Maybe in the meantime, someone who's tar may brushed up against my pot and contaminated the pot. And that means if the pot was contaminated and I have now consumed liquid from the pot, I am contaminated. Got it?
So what happened?
You're not paying attention.
No, it wasn't.
We have here a chaver. We have here a wall.
Why did he have to yarad?
Why? He's thirsty. He's thirsty. So he went. What's the problem?
So let's look inside and see what happened.
What are you not paying attention?
Correct.
Hakador.
Right.
A person
is there
of the kederos.
He went down to get water.
No. First he put the pots in storage.
Right.
And now, it's 6 hours later. Viyarat. He goes back outside. Lishtois, I'm thirsty. And he goes out to take a drink from what's in this pot.
Okay.
So what's the concern?
He's tummy.
Why should he be tummy? Because in the meantime, from the time he put the pot there until the time he came to drink from the pot, in the meantime we are concerned that
the person brushed over,
contaminated the water in the pot and became tummy. So therefore, the lishtois apnimios toharos. So we have to assume that the water inside the pot became too late for this. The inner layers, not the chitzenias.
Oh, the pnimius.
The pnimius, right. Very good.
Yeah.
Ha pnimius.
The hoiros.
The chitzenias tmeis. Good.
Yes.
Does the shita. Omar. You making fun of... All right. So I'm Rabbi Yosi, Bemed Mamurim Bemu Taurus. I will be a good Sakolta. What does that mean? When do we say this? When do we say this? It's Bemu Taurus. What's Bemu Taurus? Bemed Mamurim Bemu Taurus. Ha'ivrim Shavim Mesitim. Like someone build a pass there, they push it. People, they push it. When do we go say that? When do we go say that the Chitzonios are going to be Tamei? When it's Mutaros. Mutaros means they push them. They're loose. I will be a good when they are good, this means they're bundled together, meaning that will explain what it means over here. They're bundled together, then it's going to be tar. Okay, and I don't know what that means. Let's see what he says over here in the parish of Kahati. One of these over here, he says over here, they're not tied together. I will be a gudos keshagderos keshuros when the pots are tied together. I call to all yesh mevarim taimo shoil since yakaderos keshuros peneged pe. He evshar she yistal shlo bigde ha'ovrim l'soychan ekinana. So I guess it means over these kaderos. I just mean that they're covered. That's really what it means over here. That when they're covered, when they, or they're joined next to each other, then it's impossible for someone to contaminate them. Avol be'agudos keshagderos keshuros akol tar yesh mevarim shetaim shos and shagderos keshuros pe neged pe. Efshar sheyishtaleshu digdei ha'ivrim l'sochem. It is impossible for the clothing of the people to go and touch them. Period. Baram tanakama goizer pekeshuros mishum mutaros. He makes exer in all situations. Yesh mevarim shaldas tanakama hachitzelias tneios tafit sheyesh hashem and olam ma'aris took it away liroisam v'noga be'aviron. And touched the timam uba Rav Yosi Amashach Shaja Ina Ella Bemutarois. I'll be a gudos ain am haritz yochel lili can't take it. Well, since and kashua zobizo helchodiv akol tar haram goes to the Rav Yosi. I will be a gudos akol tame. Ooh, bar tam shema ovar zov vihinia eskulam v'nitmu behesita in lach Rav Yosi. Okay, so. So basically, over here, saying over here is when do we say that these pots on the outside are tame? That's when they're open and they're exposed. But if they're not exposed, meaning they're tied to the inner pots or they're sealed on top, okay, this word has a connotation of agudos, meaning that the opening of the pots are not exposed. The opening of the pots are concealed. They're pushed inward, or they're tied to the other ones, or they're tied on top. Then there is no concern that a person who is tamei has made contact with these outer pots. Are you with me, sir?
Why?
What?
Why, if they're tied, does it make a difference?
Because the word "tie" is not a literal word. It just the way he explains the context means is that the openings of these pots are not exposed. The opening of these outer pots are concealed. And the way they're concealed is that they're tied, their opening is connected to the opening of the other pot. They're like side by side. Instead of being standing up, they're side by side, they're covered. The openings are covered. So if the openings are covered, so they're covered, therefore there's no concern that someone came along and contaminated the inside of these pots. So okay, Nachem, all the words over here. But let's say they're agudois. Next. If you give your key to the Amoritz, Abayis is Tor. If you give your key to an Amoritz, Habayis is Tor. Shaloi Mosaloi Ella Shamira Samaf Hamaf Teach. Now, what does that mean? Shamosloi Ella Shusmaf Teach, for the Samcha Daitel he connects the Mibneshu Nitfas of Ganaf. If you give your key to an Amoritz, you do not need to assume it is going to enter. Why? If he would enter, what would be the Nak Nafkamin if the Amoritz would enter your home? You have to then assume that everything in your home is contaminated. He raided the refrigerator. He touched all the food, everything is tummy. You need not make that assumption. If you go on a trip to Eretz Yisrael and you say to your neighbor who is the Amoritz, here are the keys to my house, just in case there's an emergency, I'm giving you the keys to my house. You need not assume that when you come home that everything in your home is tummy, because when you give him the keys, he's just there guarding the keys. It's not likely he's going to enter your home, because then he would be considered to be a ganav. Okay, so if you give the keys to the Amoritz, we do not assume that he contaminated the inside of your home. Here's the Mishnah. Hakador is a potter. Harry Potter. Sheniach Eskedeiroisov. Sheniach Eskedeiroisov. The Kador Sheniach Eskedeiroisov, who put his pots here on the outside. And then the Yorad Lishtois. And then he comes back, let's say 6 hours later. Let's say he comes back 12 hours later. And he wants to take a drink. Does the Kader have to assume, have make an assumption that in between the time that he left and the time he come back, someone, like Goldilocks, someone's been drinking from my pots? You look like all of a sudden now you're spacing out.
Yeah, listen.
Listen
to the golden ones.
I like this one. The inner ones are Taurus. The Chitzani is when the outer ones are open, exposed. Abla Gutra, they're closed. Hakol Tar. Everything is Tar.
Right.
And next Halacha. Moitz Maftechel Amaretz. Give you keys Amaretz. Abai is Tar. Why? Shleimos Leyel Shmiras Maftechel. You do not have to assume the end of the home and contaminate the contents of your home. Okay, next Halacha. Next Mishnah. If you leave an amaretz in your house while he's air umitzoy air, awake. If you leave an amaretz in your house when he's awake and you go, I'm going out. You tell him I'm going out to the store. I'll see you later, buddy. Umitzoy, and you come back home and you find him to be awake, or yashan umitzoy yashan. Let's say when you leave the house, he's sleeping on the couch. And when you come back, he's still sleeping. But air, he was awake when you left. Umitzo yashan habayis tar. Why is habayis tar? Because we assume he didn't touch. We have a right to assume that the amoretz, who is a guest in your home, would not go and touch all the food in the closet and make everything tummy. However, here is the chiddush. If you leave him when he is yashan, okay, he comes over, he sits down on the couch, and he falls asleep. And you go out to Daven Mincha, and you come home, and you find he's awake. So when you left the home, he was sleeping, and when you return, he's awake. The halacha is habayis tamei divrei Rabbi Meir. Why? Yashen umitzo er habayis tamei kol mash habayis tamei dechayshin and shema kishahikitz mishnah. So we have to assume the worst. What's the worst thing we have to assume?
I have no idea.
That when the Amoritz woke up from his sleep, from his slumber, Naga Bekelem Shabbai Shalai Ra Isab Mitchila, he did not see originally, Kishahoy Yosh when he was sleeping. Shein Derech Ben Adam Lemashme Shalivdek Bemash Lai Ra Me'olam, he did not see Aval Eru Mitzah Er. Loi Chashinon Shekvar Ra Kola Shabbai's Kishu Er. So he's saying, Roy Dekhi, so that if a person is awake, you take note of your Saviva. If you enter into a room when you're awake, it is human nature to take note of all of the various items that are present in the room. So then if you fall asleep or you don't fall asleep, you're aware of what's going on in the room, therefore you're not going to touch anything. So as long as you were there, you were shema, you guarded everything in your home when he was there. When you were there with him. And he was taking it all in. And you were present at that moment in time, and you know for a fact that he did not touch anything, and then you leave, you have a right to assume that he did not touch anything, because since he now knows the environment, he's aware of his surroundings, he's not going to deliberately contaminate anything that's in the room, and if everything is okay. But if you leave him when he's sleeping, so that means he never really knew what's going on in his environment. He was not aware of all of the items in the environment. And now, when he awoke and became aware of what's going on, you were not present to observe what happened. We have to assume the worst, that he went and he touched something because he was not aware of the environment. That's the side of the Raf. That's according to the Meir. The Chachamim say, "Ein tamei ela ad mokaim shu yochol lifshayt es yodoi v'liga." Now, we don't assume the whole bayis is tamei. We only assume the immediate surroundings. Ad mokaim shu yochol lifshayt es yodoi kol akelim shu yochol lehagia lohem. Kishayishid yodoi min amokaim shah yashan sham. Chayshinon shluhu shem nagabohem. Avaloi chayshinon shem olach bayis nagabohem. We don't assume that he touched everything in the house. Allah chachamim. We don't assume that he touched everything in the house. Alright? Is that clear,
yeah,
sir?
Very
clear. Kiltz chaz de Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hameniach, Hameniach, Ha, Maniach am aritz mitzvah beis. So a person you leave on am aritz and you haos mitzvah beis. So kishu beisoy air umitzoh air. When you were there with him in the beginning, he was awake, and then when you leave him, you come back, he's awake. Or yashen umitzoh yashen. Or air, he was awake, but umitzoh yashen. In all of these three cases, we have a right to assume habayis tohar, because since you were there when he was awake and he took in his environment, he took in the sviva, and he did not contaminate anything, we have a right to assume that the status quo has been maintained. However, if you leave him in the state of Yashen, he was in deep slumber, and you leave umitzoh er, so you do not know what happened when he woke up. When he woke up, he was first taking in the environment for the very first time. And there's a real possibility that when he came in for the very first time, he contaminated his sevivah. Habayis tameh. The bayis is contaminated. We have to assume that he went and he touched everything. Dear Rabbi Meir, say, in tameh elach mokom shuyachol, the area and the shait es yaday v'ligah, he can extend the sin, he can touch. Good? Mishnah Gimel, Hamaniach Umanim B'Sech HaBeiso. You bring in workers, a painter, a plumber, an electrician, person to do work, a worker B'Sech HaBeiso, a craftsman. Uman is not just a worker. Uman has special skills. Special skills. Hamaniach Umanim B'Sech HaBeiso. Bayis Tomei. The Bayis is Tomei. Who says this? Dear Rabbi Meir, we only assume they're tummy in the area where they can naturally, not with their working area. Only in the working area, not in another area. Let's say, workers have a tendency to feel at home. If you have a contractor, right, he's painting, and you leave him in the house for a couple of hours, they feel, it's my house already. And they open up the refrigerator. They put in the I have the guy, I open the refrigerator, I work with the refrigerator, he has his soda there, he has his food. Who made you so comfortable over here? Just open the refrigerator and start using the house. So it says over here, this is what it is. Mashim Lamash Mashay called Kola Shabayas. The Sal Gretchamina the Baham Moid Khamil Mayor, Khalabayas Tame Kamashmon, the Fibun and Pliga Bonale, the Intami Elam Al Makam Shane Yacham Lifshot, Esil of Liga Balakhamim. Okay, that's the Mishnah, Nochamol, Hamnech Monim Sabes of Abayas Tame, Diver made the whole bias. Vacham Ramasarina Tamil Al Makam Shane Yacham Lush. We have the wife of a chaver who left alone in the house. The eishes amaretz techen is grinding b'soch habeisa. Once she stops working, the whole bayis tameh. Once she stops being occupied and doing the labor, we have to assume that she's going around checking at all the closets, seeing all of the fancy clothing and the furniture. Loy Paska Harichan, which is in the work nonstop in the Tami Allah Mokab, Shiyahoy Lolifshus Yoda, Veliga, Hoyu Shtayim, Bainkacha, Bainkacha, Bayis. There are two people, because one can be working the apparatus, and the other one is checking out all the closets, checking out Fustutsukhta. You have this fancy jewelry and this nice dress, and look at the picture albums, right? And one of them checks out the bayis. The wife of Amoretz and his children of the same status, the Tomei, the Metamei, the Mag, Achi Kabalayim, the Rechaverus, Poskore Chaim Gomra, Techinus, when she finishes working the machine, who Poskum Lutkoin, the Kolzman Shehi Osuka Bimalach, Bimalachta, Berechaim, Enoichalachas, if you're working, you can't go touch everything, Malachas, and Shameshas, Berebites. Because now he assumes she went and started touching everything. But she's not working, did not stop working, and the only thing that's tummy is only in the immediate surrounding of the Rechaim. But let's say we have two women, Rachel and Leah, are working together in the bayis.
Are they Amaratzim.
Yes, yes, that's the case. Amaratzim. How you two women that are Amaratzim, the wives of Amaratzim. Bein kach. Whether the machine is in operation or not.
The machine
doesn't make a difference. Habai is tamish achas techemes v'achas mishameshes. And one will touch the rebbeim. Chamam sein tami ella ad makam shehein yichelam lishar esid yadin v'liga. No, only things in the tami is only in the immediate surroundings. Okay, we're going to stop over here. Up to Mishnah Hay, Perek Zayin Mishnah Hay. Okay, we got a lot to do. All right, Tzadik.